This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Amazon halts drone deliveries in California, but kicks off tests in Phoenix. Newsletter service Ghost will support the Fediverse protocol ActivityPub. And a Russian court sentenced a Meta spokesperson in absentia to 6 years in prison. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, and this is Engadget News. Amazon customers in California won't be able to get drone deliveries anymore. The e-commerce company has closed its delivery site in Lockford, which has been operational since 2022, and will now offer its personnel in the area opportunities at other sites. Amazon made the revelation almost as an aside in an announcement that it's launching drone deliveries in the West Valley Phoenix metro area later this year. Its drones will be deployed from facilities near its Tolleson Fulfillment Center. Amazon says it's the first time drone deliveries will be fully integrated into its network, and it will allow the company to fulfill and deliver purchases more quickly. The company does not have an exact launch date for its drone deliveries in Phoenix because it's still working with the Federal Aviation Administration and local officials to get the permits it needs. It does have the support of Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, though, who called drone deliveries the future and said it would help her city reduce local pollution and further cement it as a hotbed for the innovative technology of tomorrow. While Amazon's drone delivery operations are shutting down in California, it will continue its activities in College Station, Texas. Shortly after it started using drones as couriers in those two areas, The Information reported that the company has made just a handful of deliveries via the method, mostly due to FAA limitations that prohibit the machines from flying over roads or people unless Amazon gets permission for every case. It eventually reached 100 drone deliveries by the middle of 2023, though that was likely far from what the company had hoped to get by then, since it aimed to reach 10,000 deliveries by the end of the year. Those setbacks, however, don't seem to have deterred Amazon. It's currently testing its next-gen MK-30 drones that can fly twice as far as its current drones, and it also said that it's deploying drone deliveries in more locations in the U.S. next year. Newsletter platform Ghost is the latest service to pledge support for ActivityPub, the open-source protocol powering the Fediverse. The company announced Monday it would add ActivityPub support later this year in a move that could bring tens of millions of people into the Fediverse. The Fediverse is a growing collection of services, including Mastodon, Flipboard, and Threads, that support the ActivityPub protocol. It's part of a growing movement for decentralized social media services, which rely on open protocols rather than closed networks. Proponents often compare it to email, which allows people to communicate regardless of their preferred app or platform. In a blog post laying out its vision, Ghost said it was joining the Fediverse in an effort to bring back the open web. While Ghost says ActivityPub integration will be optional for publishers, the company notes that its entry into the Fediverse could bring tens of millions of new people into the space. A number of popular newsletters run on Ghost, including Platformer, Garbage Day, She's a Beast, as does the independent tech news site, 404 Media.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A Russian military court sentenced Meta spokesperson Andy Stone in absentia to 6 years in prison for publicly defending terrorism. That's according to Reuters reports. Stone's lawyer reportedly asked for an acquittal, and there are plans to appeal the sentence a few months after Russian officials placed him on a wanted list and started a criminal investigation. A Moscow court issued an arrest warrant for Stone on several terrorism-related charges in February. It cited Stone's alleged promotion of terrorist activities, public calls for terrorist activities, public justification of terrorism or propaganda of terrorism, and public calls for extremist activities. The measure follows Russia's investigative committee opening a probe into Meta in March 2022. It claimed that Stone had incited extremist activity after lifting a ban on calls for violence against the Russian military on its platforms. Around that time, Stone said Meta was temporarily allowing some posts that would have previously been taken down for inciting violence to stay on its platforms, but noted that the company would still outlaw credible calls for violence against Russian civilians. In any case, it seems unlikely that Stone will actually spend time behind bars in Russia unless he were to travel there or to a country that has an extradition treaty with the nation. It's not uncommon for a person to be charged or sentenced, often for spying or hacking-related crimes, in another country and never actually have to deal with those consequences. Russia has designated Meta as an extremist organization. It blocked access to Facebook and Instagram soon after commencing its invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributors Mariella Moon and Chris Holt, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day, and I'll return tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.